listening to the Michigan Business Network. I'm Deborah Leventrasser, your hostess for The Leaning Edge, where we talk about lean principles and how they shape Michigan and beyond. And on the phone with us today from Lansing, Michigan, is Ramel Green. Ramel, you are with the state of Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your role with the state of Michigan government.
Right now, my position is I'm a leadership development specialist with the Office of Workforce Development and Training, and I develop and design different trainings according to their needs, and I also help to develop leaders within our department and ultimately leaders within the Department of Health and Human Services.
So you are sort of a coach then to people who are either in leadership positions or just want to be better leaders and enhance their leadership skills. Is that right?
Yes, and it's very exciting because there's always room for improvement with all of us as it pertains to leadership. It's something that I'm very passionate about, and it's in high demand right now, and it's just fascinating to correlate the leadership aspects and coaching with the principles of lean and how they can be implemented in what I'm doing now.
Sure. So tell me and our listeners right now what you think makes a strong lean leader. What are some of the characteristics or qualities that you would strive to develop in people in a lean organization?
One, you have to live the philosophy, so to speak, of what lean is. You have to live lean. That's something that I actually learned at the most recent conference. It was eye-opening to me to understand that when you're thinking about lean, it's not just a project-based philosophy, but it's something that you should live and breathe in everything that you do and how you can implement things and have them in a long-standing position to be productive for everyone. And also, that individual has to be very detail-oriented, very patient, observant, and flexible, and willing to make those adjustments as they're needed in order to reach that ultimate goal of what you're presented with as facilitating anything dealing with lean.
Well, I think those are some really, really, really wise words. And when you were talking about the eye-opening experience at the latest conference, were you referring to the Michigan Lean Consortium conference, or is there another conference that you've attended recently?
No, I was definitely referring to the Michigan Lean Consortium conference. It was very enlightening. I learned a lot. I made a lot of connections. That was one of the best portions for me, with the networking and just understanding that regardless of what field of work that you're in, the same principles apply regarding, let's say, for example, even a gimbal walk. These
right.
can be applied to what I'm doing, even though it's more of a social family services type of aspect. There's still room to creatively find ways to implement a gimbal walk that would help you to enhance whatever the functions are that you're looking at improving. So it was very, very good. And just hearing all of the diverse presenters from a CEO to a fireman and then to an individual that represented the seven useful habits, it was just very interesting to me. Regardless of the subject matter on what they presented, they
right.
all had the premise of looking at things in a way to improve the quality, but at the same time have fun while you're doing it and not necessarily focusing on trying to sell what you're doing, but making it so attractive that it's something that everyone will want to participate in because it's making them better at what they do.
So you were one of the first participants in the leadership track at the Michigan Lean Consortium Conference. I'm curious, I know you've just given some examples there, but was there anything specific from the leadership track that you think you're going to be able to bring back to the state of Michigan, either for yourself personally, which obviously will benefit the organization, or for those that you are coaching?
Yes, I do. One of the things that I'm looking at was the current and future status. And just looking at it initially, it seemed to be very simplistic in its presentation. But in gathering all of that data and going through my steps on how I'm trying to improve an area of learning in order to better facilitate my job as a whole, what I've learned was that all of those principles in the leadership track, they were all connected it started at a ground level of understanding exactly what it means to be a leader. And then when you become more comfortable at being a leader in your respective field, now let's look at more of the critical issues or some of the skills that are associated with lean, but they were all brought to life in real life examples and activities that I'm able to use, that I'm using right now, actually.
Great.
And getting a better understanding of those that I work with, which could ultimately help me to become a better lean facilitator, which is my ultimate goal. So there was just a lot. It was the perfect pace. It wasn't too fast. It was a small classroom, which was good. We have a lot of connections, and I made some good connections there, too. And just for me, being a novice and only completing the boot camp prior to this, my biggest takeaway was the terms from lean were thoroughly explained throughout the activities.
Mm-hmm.
So now I was able to come back to my workplace, look at them again, and understand, you know what, this is not something that's just strictly dealing with manufacturing.
Right, oh, definitely.
It's not a stuff that's just strictly dealing with the automotive industry or something that requires calculation.
Right.
This is something that can be implemented in a social arena.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm learning now, and just really starting back to the basics of the definition of some of those terms that I learned.
Great.
And just start implementing those into my daily activities.
Well, Ramel, we may have you back a few times over the next year so that you can update all of our listeners on your journey. But for now, we're going to have to say goodbye. And it was so nice to talk to you. And I'm sure we'll talk soon. So
okay.
Ramel Green from the Office of Workforce Development at the State of Michigan. This is Deborah Leventrasser on The Leaning Edge. Get lean and stay lean, Michigan.
You had a birthday. 72 don't seem too.